You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network.
One of Us is a podcast and video network funded all but entirely by donations and subscriptions. We do accept pitches for audio-based or banner ads, but on a case-by-case basis. If you're interested in that, contact us at oneofusnet@gmail.com. With the amount of audio and video content we generate, it is expensive and extremely time-consuming to keep things running. Please go to the webpage oneofus.net and sign up for a subscription at $2, $5, $10, or $25 and get a ton of bonus content. One of Us needs and appreciates all your support.
So I have a bet with my wife on whether or not The Last Days of American Crime, which is the newest Netflix original movie by Oliver Megaton or Olivier Megaton, I'm going to call him Olivier, whether or not this movie was actually scheduled for this week originally and just the America happened to explode the week prior and this made it kind of one of the most prescient movies to be released in a while, or if Netflix went, oh my God, people hate cops, we're talking about a police state, this is the perfect time to release our movie, go. Because I'd buy either one. But either way, this movie is both A, I don't think it's good, and it's also perfectly timed. But I am here with Ray and, oh my gosh, I forgot your name. I'm so terrible. Ray and Neil, the Andersons. We all suffered through The Last Days of American Crime, so you don't have to. And yeah, basically this movie tells the story. It's an adaptation of a comic where America, we have discovered a way to beam morality into people, essentially. And so you can think about doing bad things, but you really can't do them. What those bad things are and what the line is never really explored. But so we have a week left, shit's about to go down, and the main characters get together because they are going to pull off the very last crime ever committed on American soil. They're going to rob $1 billion and flee to Canada like we all want to do right now. And such is this movie, a 2.5 hour crime epic, kinda, that's filled with a lot of different stuff and is unfocused, shall we say.
Oh, so unfocused.
Yeah, what did you guys think of it? Like, you actually signed up for this in advance. I signed up for this the day before it came out because we were looking for somebody else to do it. And I was like, oh, I read that comic before. That was my very first comic I purchased on Comixology. And I vaguely remember it was interesting. Why not? And it was like coming out the very next day. So I had to rush watch this 2.5 hour movie, which, thank you for warning me about the timing on it. What did you guys think, ye people who signed up for this in advance?
Well, I signed up for it in advance, but it was one of the things that came out on the list. And so I flipped over, you know, to where the trailers are and the little synopses. And I don't like to go into movies knowing very much. I don't want spoilers if I can avoid them. So same. I read very little on it, saw that it was an adaptation of a comic, one I hadn't read. So I thought, hey, you know, great, though. How bad can that be? Let's go source material. I like comics. We have many, many of them. I've read many of them. And now after seeing the movie, I'm not sure I want to ever read this comic. And I hate to say that because maybe the writers wrote a better comic. I don't know. But unfortunately, this is not a good movie. This is it's way over long. They don't explain very well what is happening or why. And I don't have to have it spoon-fed to me, but I need enough background to kind of know what's going on. We have some characters that we see and that we don't see for the longest time, and then they come back near the end, and they're fairly ineffectual. And just in between, it's this long thing where I suspect maybe the director wanted to make another action film, so he threw some long action scenes in there and forgot about the story, but even the long action scenes are not done that well. So I was not impressed.
Yeah, I admit I'm trying to reach out and look at the cast right now, but IMDb, the cast, I'm pretty sure is the wrong movie because none of the actual characters listed are the ones who are in the movie as the main characters.
Well, I do know that the guy who played Brick, I think one of the biggest things he's done on American soil so far is that he was Bodie in the remake of Point Break a few years back.
Oh, okay. Well, I think that
that's about all I recognized on his resume.
So there are three main characters. There's Brick, who is a professional thief whose brother was killed as part of this whole ordeal as testing. And there is the love interest of the movie who basically she's kind of a girlfriend slash fiance of the other part of the trilogy who is this wild and crazy guy who is the son of a great mafiosa. And he's the one who comes up with the plan. And so like the characters are kind of involved, but they're also all twisty turny archetypes that we've seen 1,000 times before. Charlton Copley shows up in this as well as a side plot.
Wasted.
Who does get nothing like
wasted.
Like he talking about how this movie is overlong. You could cut out the entire arc he has and it would not negatively affect this movie at all. Like he shows up, he's basically the equivalent of a random goon, but given backstory. And like you can see that they wanted to do some interesting things here. And the idea of pulling the last crime on American soil for the rest of time is a great one. Like you could turn this into this like epic Sergio Leone crime story. But instead, the director and writer tend to focus on the puerile. I rarely complain about this kind of thing, but it's just vulgarity for vulgarity's sake. There's lots of blood and guts. It's not really shot terribly well. It's, for a 2.5-hour movie, kind of under budgeted until the ending. I actually ended up thinking this would have played a lot better as a miniseries than an actual film. Like the movie actually really well segments up into here's this hour long chunk and it stops. And here's this hour long chunk and it stops because it follows that comic format, which was a 5-issue miniseries. So it makes sense. And I think would have played a lot better than what we ended up getting.
I agree. There's so much. I think it actually looks good most of the time, as in it's he loves light shafts. I think that's becoming his trick, other than
yes,
the action scenes, because like that first, you know, we meet two of our characters and they go to a bathroom to have random sex, and the lighting in there is crazy overwrought. They put a lot of time in it, which I liked how good it looked, the colors and everything, but then halfway through the movie it started turning against itself because I was feeling like you put so much time and energy in how this looked in your filters and your lighting that you forgot to do everything else. I didn't think it got too vulgar, but it was like, I thought it was just chock full of every cliche. The Ray had to stop me because I would go, and another movie trope, and another movie trope, yep, and another action trope, because he's just pulling cards out of the deck. And, oh, yeah, we had a character looking longingly at a picture, and he strokes the person in the picture. And I actually paused the movie and asked Lorraine, like, have you ever done that? I'm just curious. Have you ever done that? Because every movie character with a tattered old photo strokes the picture as if they're actually touching the person. Because we've seen that. Or we've got the newscaster in the background that a lot of movies use. That's their exposition and storytelling. And this movie relies entirely on that to tell you about the signal that's coming, because the characters don't really give a shit at all. And it's Cash, the son of the mafioso, who eventually reveals he wants to pull off the last American crime. But before that, he's just like, hey, I think we should hit this place. There's a lot of money. And then Brick does some recon for 5 minutes and then, okay, we're good to go. We're going to do a heist, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, there's lots of problems. Like, even that first scene, that sex scene, which, you're right, it's shot well, but the way the music and the editing are put together, I really expected that to be an action sequence and not a sex scene. And the characters themselves are just aggressively, horribly archetypal. Like, the female lead is like, I guess I shouldn't be surprised, but she's the hooker with a heart of gold, except not a hooker. It's the exact character. She's doing horrible things because she has a kid or a little sister or a mom, you know, pick your family reason. She has an innocent who she has to protect, and like, she'll do anything she can to do that. And like, the moment she was introduced, I went, okay, so at this point, these people are going to betray these people, and these people are going to betray these people. Then this character is going to decide that the money doesn't matter. They just want to make sure that she's okay or her sister's okay. And like, you can lay out the entire plot of this movie maybe 45 minutes in, and you're going to be right. And I actually think that long running time may be its biggest enemy, because if this movie were an hour and 45 minutes, I would go, you know what, it's predictable, but there was some fun action, and it was goofy and violent and mean, and I liked it for that. But because it's damn near a 3-hour film, it's just, it's really hard to get through all of that just to get to that ending.
Exactly what you got to, which was not, again, another thing that was unsatisfying about the film for me. So, and I don't want to spoil the ending, but just to say, again, not satisfying.
Yeah, it's bad.
Well, and speaking of the 45 minutes, every character you meet in the first 45 minutes is sweaty and brooding. All of them. And I had told Lorraine at one point, I kind of want to go back and turn on the subtitles, because I can't tell what Brick's saying. He's got a little bit of an accent, but they kept the music so high on them, either the song or the score, and he's talking with his mouth mostly closed. Like, you can't tell. I guess he said something important there. I'm not sure. So sweaty and broody, everybody, even her. Shelby, she's sweaty and broody the whole time. I think when we get to the cop, he's the only one, and he's just kind of, they tell his story with newspaper clippings on his fridge the sixth or seventh time you meet him. He had accidentally shot somebody, and he's trying to get past that. Like, you're right, you could cut him out. He serves no purpose other than he has one encounter with her at the very near the end. That's it. He's not important. I don't know what kind of story he's supposed to have.
Well, I don't even know if he's in the comic either.
Oh wow.
Like, he's the only character I don't remember from the actual comic. He might be in there, but yeah, like, he could have been a random heavy, and it would have worked just as well.
Yeah, or cut his story. Again, you want to shorten this up, cut his storyline out completely and make this just totally about the heist.
Yeah, which is what it should have been.
Well, in the heist, I'm critical of the heist because compared to any good to great heist movie, Ocean's fill in the blank. There's contingency plan upon a contingency plan of, and most of the time those work because they have to go to a few contingencies. Their whole plan relies on, she shows up, she calls a guy that she may or may not slept with, he lets her in, she gets into the important place, no one else is there, she screws up some computer, like, it's all these that if one part fails, it's done. It is absolutely done. And their plan, the guy's plan, to haul it is, yeah, we're just going to drive a car in this big freight elevator and hope she did her 8 things to get to this point, or we're fucked.
Well, see, I think that's because this isn't a heist movie. It says it's a heist movie. It's laid out like it wants to be a heist movie. It's a 90s LA mid-grade action film. Like, it feels like Predator 2 without the Predator.
And what is Predator 2 if you don't have a Predator?
And I feel like I'm insulting Predator 2, which is one of my favorites of the franchise. But like, that movie does a lot of things right, and it's also quick and bloody and nasty and over with before you get tired of it. Mm-hmm. And it has an alien hunter killing people with cool sci-fi tech. You know, if this had a Predator in it, I would probably have liked it a lot better, actually.
It was sweaty enough, you know, they only seem to show up in the hottest of summers, and this, everybody was sweaty all the time, so it was the hottest of summers, potentially, where was the Predator.
And I kind of wish they had gone a little heavier into the politics as well.
Yes.
Like, instead of just being a backdrop, like, make it about that. I guess make it about something. It wanted to be a big, dumb movie, but big, dumb movies need to be over with fast. It it feels like it wanted to be something that was about something, but then they just forgot to make it about anything and just put the window dressing on
there. I totally agree with you.
I'll tell you what, Ray, why don't you just go ahead and go into your final thoughts, because I think we're about to start getting repetitive.
Yeah, because there's just not too much else to say about this, except that I'm sorry, guys. If you wanted this movie to be good, in my opinion, it just isn't. It's overlong. They completely take Sholto Copley and they waste him, which I hate it when they waste good actors. It wants to be a heist movie, but it's not. It wants to be an action movie, but it's not a good action movie. And yeah, I would, if I were you, I would pass on this one. I'm going to give it a very generous, I think, 3 out of 10 meaningless to-do list items.
All right. Neil?
My level of investment going in was Lorraine's looking over the sign-up list, and she goes, hey, Netflix is dropping a movie that's adapted from a graphic novel. You want to do it together? And I went, okay. And my energy never was risen from that once we started watching the movie. It looks good as in color and light at times, but then, you know, something's too good looking and it's shallow and hollow, you begin to resent it. I am interested in the comic. I looked it up on Amazon and saw some of the artwork, and you read the synopsis on Amazon, you're already slightly invested, because that was one thing the movie doesn't do, is the whole The Signal was a secret until the right at the end, and that's what caused these characters to get motivated to do what they were going to do, because no one knew it was coming. Movie doesn't mention that ever. We've been knowing this is coming for weeks, whatever. So I would definitely say pass. I'm going to give it 2 misdemeanors out of 10 on a rap sheet. Not worth.
I actually was kind of excited going into this because I had read the comic, and I still think this idea is kind of a brilliant idea. There's a lot that could be done with this. And I was mostly behind the cast. I like the actors who are in it. But as the movie went on, like, my investment in this film, I think, dropped with every hour. Like, I was into the first hour, and then when the second hour started and I was going, oh my God, like there's still an hour and a half of this. Okay. And then it got to the heist beginning, which is the last like 45 to 50 minutes of the movie. And by the time I got to there, I was done with it. I didn't care about anyone. Mm-hmm. I even skimmed a little bit towards the end because I was just like, guys, just finish. I need you to be done, and I need to do something that I can enjoy instead. This is just, it's a bad movie. It's poorly directed. It's poorly written. They have some great drone camera shots, and some, like, some of the car chases are interesting, and even some of the action sequences are good on their own if you don't look at their context within the greater film. Like, when you see Cash's family and he visits them, and as that degrades more and more, I actually really enjoyed that sequence. It's just the, in the context of the rest of the movie, I was so burnt out at that point, I didn't care anymore. And that's the problem with this movie. It's 45 minutes too long, and they don't have anything there to sustain that time. And so, like, this could have been an okay mid-grade bad action film, and instead, it's just something you need to avoid. I'm going to give it 3 Native American axes to the head.
Wow.
Yeah, and I don't even have anything funny. Just done. Don't watch it, people. Yeah, or if you do, like, do lots of drugs, and that way you can enjoy it, and it's colorful. Yay.
Yeah, I'd say don't. That's me.
And hey, there's at least a decent amount of sex in it, so there's that.
It's a decent amount. You know?
It's okay. There's better sex scenes out there.
This is true. Better sex scenes out there.